From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An expected landslide in Myanmar elections. Myanmar democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi says her party appears to have won Sunday's parliamentary elections. Election officials have been counting as many as 32 million votes cast in the polling. This is Myanmar's first election since the nominally civilian government was established in 2011, following years of military rule. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st Russian airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board. Islamic State affiliates claimed responsibility for the attack. Airport safety expert Todd Curtis of airsafe.com website says that all of this has brought airport safety into the spotlight.
You have several governments, among them the UK, the US, and Russia, stating that they believe that there was a bomb that was placed on board the aircraft. Now, to the best of my knowledge, none of these entities have stated whether the bomb was placed by airport staff or by a passenger or by a third party. But regardless, the suspicion that this airport had a situation where a bomb was placed on board the aircraft will at the very least call into question the security procedures for that airport. And in a broader sense, this airport is very representative of most airports around the world.
The crash of the Russian plane prompted some air carriers to curb or cut flights to Sharm el-Sheikh. A Jordanian military officer shot dead two Americans and a South African before killing himself on Monday at a police training center outside of Amman. Security sources said the Jordanian also wounded at least two other people at the site on the eastern side of Jordan's capital. The U.S. and Jordan signed an agreement in 2004 to set up the facility in order to train police officers from neighboring Iraq. This is VOA News.